Topic at hand, worst place to break up at. Where is the worst place to break up at? 833-730-6377. Sienna wants to put this first one, which you actually saw a girl getting broken up with in person.
Yeah, and I feel bad for her, but as me, who's a chismosa, who's someone who's nosy, I was kind of here for it in the sense of just knowing what the hell was going on with them. So I was at the AJ's on 44th Street and Camelback. And for those who don't know, it's called AJ's Fine Foods. It's a kind of pricey grocery store, so it's fancy, but it's still a grocery store at the end of the day. You can get food, you can eat lunch there, whatever. And so I'm going there to get some teas, and inside is where you can sit down and maybe eat food or grab your lunch. And I'm overhearing this conversation of this boy breaking up with his girlfriend. And for a second, I was like, there's no way he's doing this in the middle of a grocery store. And then I'm overhearing the conversation of how their futures don't align or whatever the hell reason he may have given her. And I can see in her face that she was trying to keep it together, because obviously you're in public. You don't want to be bawling your eyes out in front of everyone. But I was like, damn, he really just broke up with her in the middle of AJ's Fine Foods, a grocery store. So I felt so bad for her.
How old were they?
They were probably like college, I would say early 20s. They were kind of young.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it. Public place. Can't do anything crazy. Can't throw anything at me.
That's why I like it, too.
Everything could be recorded.
Yeah, she could be crazy. She could be like a Gemini. You'd be like, you know what? I'm going to do this in a public place. Yeah.
I know. For me, I'm like, at least in the car. More private. I can see your guys' point. I just felt like that was not the time and place whatsoever to go through a breakup.
Okay, so when you're having your tea, how long were you there? Did they get up and go, or were you there for...
No, I was only there the amount of time it took me to order and for them to make my tea, but I was kind of, you know, wandering around, looking at the cookies that they made for the day and seeing what was going to happen, but I didn't see them leave. I left before them.
Mm-hmm. I like the play of a public.
Me too. I'm right there with you, man.
I've done that a couple of times with exes. Mm-hmm. Like, let's meet in public. Let's do coffee in public.
No, I just feel so bad because I do get that maybe someone will get crazy and start yelling and throwing things, but she doesn't get to emote properly if you're just breaking up with her.
Do that in your own time.
First of all, you were nosy, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, you know they can emote all they want. Like, y'all see, I'm calm, right? I'm looking around. Y'all see, I'm calm, right? Y'all see, her? She threw that butter knife at me with butter on top of it.
No.
The worst place. Anything worse than that, JD?
I almost feel like maybe a proposal. Like, you get broken up. You're maybe proposing to your girl, and they break up with you and be like, no, I don't see this going anywhere. I see something like that. Maybe a family vacation. Anything along the lines of where you're trapped, like, and you can't escape from a situation.
I think it's a combination of both of y'all. I agree, JD. A proposal has to be the worst. A guy down on one knee. I would say in Disneyland, where you have everyone watching on, mm-hmm. putting their cameras up, you're capturing a moment, and the guy proposes. She's like, no, and I can't believe you did this. This is embarrassing. And then breaks up with him right there in front of all these people at Disneyland on Main Street.
There has to be something like that went down, because so many people proposed there.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing, but I'm sure there has been that horror
story.
You
need permission now.
Oh, do you?
You can't just do it.
Allow it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get permission, and they very rarely give permission to Disneyland, but if they see a proposal, they'll stop you.
Oh, really? I had a friend who just got engaged at Disneyland, so hopefully they asked for permission.
Oh, or they just did it real quick.
Or they got away with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this happened in my dorm, too. Worst place would probably be a dorm room, because the guy cheated on his girl, and they had, like, dorms right across from each other, and this was super early on in the semester. So they had to, like, pass by each other all the time. So that's the worst place, because you have to run into that person all the time.
Oh, yeah, seeing them very often.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep, sure, that one person want to run over that other person, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Worst place to break up at 833-730-6377. Going to take your calls up next.